software, puts a program onto your computer that operates without your knowledge or consent, or performs a task without your awareness. Malware may look innocent enough, may even be a Word document or PowerPoint presentation, or any program that has macro functionality, but it will secretly install an unauthorized program. For example, malware may be a version of the Trojan horse talked about in Chapter 6. Once this software is installed on your machine, it can feed every keystroke you type back to the attacker, including all your passwords and credit card numbers. There are two other types of malicious software you may find shocking. One can feed the attacker every word you speak within range of your computer microphone, even when you think the microphone is turned off. Worse, if you have a webcam attached to your computer, an attacker using a variation of this technique may be able to capture everything that takes place in front of your terminal, even when you think the camera is off, day or night. A hacker with a malicious sense of humor might try to plant a little program designed to be wickedly annoying on your computer. For example, it might make your CD drive tray keep popping open, or the file you're working on keep minimizing, or it might cause an audio file to play a scream at full volume in the middle of the night. None of these is much fun when you're trying to get sleep or get work done, but at least they don't do any lasting damage. Mitnick Message. Beware of geeks bearing gifts, otherwise your company might endure the same fate as the city of Troy. When in doubt, to avoid an infection, use protection. Message from a friend. The scenarios can get even worse despite your precautions. Imagine, you've decided not to take any chances. You will no longer download any files except from secure sites that you know and trust, such as securityfocus.com or amazon.com. You no longer click on links in email from unknown sources. You no longer open attachments in any email that you were not expecting. And you check your browser page to make sure there is a secure site symbol on every site you visit for e-commerce transactions or to exchange confidential information. And then, one day you get an email from a friend or business associate that carries an attachment. Couldn't be anything malicious if it comes from someone you know well, right? Especially since you would know who to blame if your computer data was damaged. You open the attachment and boom! You just got hit with a worm or Trojan horse. Why would someone you know do this to you? Because some things are not as they appear. You've read about this, the worm that gets onto someone's computer and then emails itself to everyone in that person's address book. Each of those people gets an email from someone he knows and trusts, and each of those trusted emails contains the worm, which propagates itself like the ripples from a stone thrown into a still pond. The reason this technique is so effective is that it follows the theory of killing two birds with one stone: the ability to propagate to other unsuspecting victims, and the appearance that it originated from a trusted person. It's a sad fact of life in the current state of technology that you may get an email from someone close to you and still have to wonder if it's safe to open. Mitnick Message. Man has invented many wonderful things that have changed the world and our way of life. But for every good use of technology, whether a computer, telephone, or the internet, someone will always find a way to abuse it for his or her own purposes. Variations on a theme. In this era of the internet, there is a kind of fraud that involves misdirecting you to a website that is not what you expected. This happens regularly, and it takes a variety of forms. This example, which is based on an actual scam perpetrated on the internet, is representative. Merry Christmas! A retired insurance salesman named Edgar received an email one day from PayPal, a company that offers a fast and convenient way of making online payments. This kind of service is especially handy when a person in one part of the country, or the world for that matter, is buying an item from an individual he doesn't know. PayPal charges the purchaser's credit card and transfers the money directly to the seller's account. As a collector of antique glass jars, Edgar did a lot of business through the online auction company eBay. He used PayPal often, sometimes several times a week. So Edgar was interested when he received an email in the holiday season of 2001 that seemed to be from PayPal, offering him a reward for updating his PayPal account. The message read, "Season's greetings, valued PayPal customer. As the new year approaches, and as we all get ready to move a year ahead, PayPal would like to give you a $5 credit to your account. All you have to do to claim your $5 gift from us is to update your information on our secure PayPal site by January 1st, 2002. A year brings a lot of changes,